When should I start putting good things into my mind? When should I start living as if I am a great person? When should I start achieving excellence in my life? When should I start working on my dreams? When should I start acting as if my dreams are possible? When should I start acting as if I cannot fail? When should I start thinking and acting my new life into existence? When should I start living as if I am a great person? The answers to all these questions is do it now. No matter what you do, you must do it with all your mind, all your heart, and all your strength. You must say yes to life with all that is within you. Your intellect, emotions, and will must be totally committed in a congruent fashion so that they all head in the same direction. Members of the Zero Ambivalence Club are unstoppable. When they are knocked down, they get up again and they keep on keeping on. The problems that would stop other people are only speed bumps on the road to their dreams. Members of the Zero Ambivalence Club are consistently positive. They are not occasionally positive or positive only when things are going their way. They are positive most of the time. They have a persistently positive focus that pushes their mind in a positive direction and makes them into a consistently positive person. Members of the Zero Ambivalence Club are endlessly persistent. They are not more talented or brilliant than those who do not reach their dreams. They do possess one quality that non-achievers lack. They are endlessly persistent in pursuing their dreams. They are willing to do whatever it takes for as long as it takes to make their dreams come true. Members of the Zero Ambivalence Club are doers of dreams. They don't just talk about their dreams, they live them. They act as if their dreams are possible, and they work each day to make them happen. There are 15 characteristics to people who are members of the Zero Ambivalence Club. Here they are. Number one, they live congruently with their heart, mind, and will, all heading in the same direction. Number two, they run their own mind. No one tells them how to think. Number three, they install a positive operating system by filling their mind with good things. Number four, they change who they are by changing what they put into their mind. Number five, they change their inner dialogue by changing what they say when they talk to their mind. Number six, they maintain a persistently positive focus. Number seven, they are purpose-oriented rather than outcome-oriented. Number eight, they select an area of excellence which they develop and give to the world. Number nine, they live as if their dreams are possible and they work each day to make them happen. Number ten, they believe that there is no limit to how good their life can become. Number 11, they do not tolerate negative thinking in any form or to any degree. Number 12, they turn bad things into better things. Number 13, they think new thoughts, take new actions, and they get a new life. Number 14, they give up their need to be right and switch the focus of their life to love. And number 15, they open their heart and mind to the power of God's love and dare to call God their Father. Ambivalence in your spiritual life guarantees that you will have no power. Ambivalence puts handcuffs on God and limits His ability to help you. Your heart, mind, and will must head in the same direction for God to be able to do great things in your life. That's why Jesus said that you are to love God with all your mind, all your heart, and all your strength. When all of who you are gets in agreement with God's plan, then awesome things can start to happen.